tell me about jives?
That yeah, as far as back, as far as I can remember, it go back, you know, based on music.
Jive?
Yeah, jive started back like most of your lively tunes. Say for instance, say back like the during 39, 40, 41,
yeah.
When the big band were playing dance music, you know, it was called jitterbugging.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of your songs were jive songs to pick up the tempo, you know, make good dance tunes out of, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's where a lot of jive talk comes from. I think Cap Calloway, Louis Armstrong, some of them fellas started, you know, back in their day, you know.
Yeah.
Like, started using the word cat and Gates and, you know, calling the guys like that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think it's interesting how some of those words start in the black community and then the white community picks
it up. Well, that's I think that's where it got its most start at.
Mm-hmm.
Back from music.
Mm-hmm.
They could take a little old tune like that didn't mean nothing and jive it up, and add a few little slangs to it, and you know, make a song out of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's where it usually started.
Yeah.
And then after the swing music went out, and then they started progressive jazz, and then they started rock and roll, and then from rock and roll to hard rock, and then rhythm and blues, and now they do a lot of jive talk now, but the jive talk has been going on way back.
Mm-hmm.
Say man, hey man, and, like they call money bread, and,
mm-hmm.
and shoes, and like they call your house pad,
mm-hmm.
and car, they call it a set of wheels.
Yeah.
And a job, a gig.
Oh, I know that.
Uh-huh.
That's a new one on
here. Huh?
That's a new one on
here. Oh, yeah, well, a job is your gig, and your clothes is known as threads.
Yeah.
Or dry goods, you know.
Dry goods?
Yeah.
Is that real fashionable kind of clothes? Is that what that
No, just any kind, you know. You go downtown and buy you some, you hear a cat might say, well, man got him a bad pair set of threads on, which means a suit or a pair of pants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You might hear some of them say, well, man, don't mess with my dry goods, which means clothes.
I like that.
You know, like some people like to come up and pull on your clothes, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, don't pull on my clothes, it's don't pull on my dry goods, man. Keep your hands off my dry goods.
I like that.
Instead of saying, maybe not hand, keep your paws. Which mean hands, you know. Hat was known in my time as lid.
A hat?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
It's known as lid in my time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. See, my time was back during the time of jitterbugging.
Yeah,
yeah. Where you wore zoot suits.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
Zoot suits. Well, and that was our type of clothes we wear.
Mm-hmm.
We wore in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Jitterbugging was our dance. Our dance, see, like it is now, you got all kinds of dance now, like, well, you name it, and it's out there, from the dog, the chicken, and the horse, and all of that.
Yeah.
See, well, we dance holding to your partner, now you just get out there and you just dance. You don't know where your partner's at.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we held our slow dance, ballroom dance, we had our partner in our arms.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You could tell when a boy and a girl liked each other, were growing steady.
Uh-huh.
But they danced off of slow music, and they would always dance close, you know.
Yeah.
But like it is now, the way you dance now, you don't know who's who, you know. you go out there and you look at your, supposed to be your partner, they'll be behind you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Say that you hear somebody you know is in the hospital and you say, my gosh, she was looking fine yesterday. When wasn't he?
When was it he got sick?
Okay.
When was it he went to the hospital? Or what happened?
Okay.